Life Chances, OCR GCSE Sociology Podcast Script. Episode title, Unlocking Life Chances, Your GCSE Sociology Guide. Host, warm, engaging female educator voice. Intro music, 1 minute. Host, hello and welcome to the Sociology Study Sessions. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fundamental concepts in your OCR GCSE Sociology course, life chances. It's a huge topic, but by the end of this 10-minute episode, you'll have the core knowledge, key theories, and exam techniques to tackle it with confidence. So, what are life chances? The sociologist Max Weber defined them as the opportunities each individual has to improve their quality of life. Think of it as the probability of achieving the good things in life, like wealth, health, and success. But as we'll see, these chances aren't distributed equally. Ready? Let's get started. Core concepts, 5 minutes. Host. To understand life chances, we have to start with social stratification. That's the sociological term for the way society is structured in a hierarchy with different layers or strata. Your position in this hierarchy dramatically affects your life chances. For your exam, you need to know how 4 key factors intersect to shape this: class, gender, ethnicity, and age. First up, class. This is the big one. Sociologists often measure class by looking at occupation, income, and wealth. For example, ONS data consistently shows that people from professional and managerial backgrounds have higher average incomes, better health outcomes, and their children are more likely to go to university compared to those from working class backgrounds. This isn't about individual effort alone, it's about what Weber called your market situation. A doctor has a stronger market situation than a cleaner, giving them access to more resources and better life chances. Next, let's talk gender. Despite massive progress, significant gender inequalities persist. A key piece of evidence you must know is the gender pay gap. In the UK, men, on average, still earn more than women. Feminist sociologists argue this is due to patriarchy, a society structured by men for men. They point to the triple shift, where women often juggle paid work, housework, and emotional labor, which can limit their career progression and therefore their life chances. Third, ethnicity. The Lamy Review, a crucial piece of evidence, highlighted significant disparities in the criminal justice system for people from Black, Asian, and minority ethnic backgrounds. We also see ethnic inequalities in housing, employment, and education. Sociologists debate whether this is due to structural racism embedded in society's institutions or cultural factors. For instance, a Marxist would argue that ethnic minorities are more likely to be part of the reserve army of labor used and disposed of by capitalism. Finally, age. Think about how your life chances differ now compared to your parents. Young people often face lower wages and job insecurity, while older people can face discrimination and poverty, especially if their pension is inadequate. Age is a significant, though sometimes overlooked, dimension of inequality. So how do sociologists explain these differences? You need to contrast structural and cultural explanations. Structural theories like Marxism and feminism argue that the system is rigged. Society's structure, capitalism for Marxists, patriarchy for feminists, creates and maintains inequality. In contrast, the New Right, a cultural theory, focuses on individual choices and values. Thinkers like Charles Murray argue that a dependency culture and an underclass with weak family structures and a poor work ethic are to blame for their own limited life chances. Examiners love it when you can contrast these two sides of the debate. Exam tips in common. Mistakes. 2 minutes. Host. Now for the really important bit, how to get the marks. First, avoid common sense. Saying people are poor because they're lazy is an opinion, not sociology. Instead, you should say the New Right perspective suggests that a culture of poverty characterized by a lack of motivation can lead to limited life chances. See the difference? You're using sociological language and concepts. Second, be specific with your evidence. Don't just say the gender pay gap exists. Say, according to the Office for National Statistics, the gender pay gap for full-time employees was still over 7% in 2023. That's a mark winner. Third, for those big 24-mark essays, you must present a balanced debate. A great structure is to use your first half to explain a structural view, like Marxism, and the second half to explain and critique a cultural view, like the New Right. Your conclusion must then weigh up the evidence and come to a justified judgment. Which perspective is more convincing and why? And a final tip, always use the PEEL structure. Make your P-oint, provide evidence, E-explain it, and L-ink it back to the question. It's a simple way to ensure you're hitting those crucial AO2 application marks. Quick fire recall quiz 1 minute. Host. All right, time for a quick fire quiz to test your recall. Cover your notes. 1. Who first defined the concept of life chances? Pause. Max Weber. 2. What is the sociological term for the way society is layered? Pause. Social stratification. 3. Name one structural theory of inequality. Pause. Marxism or feminism. 4. Which perspective talks about a dependency culture? Pause. The New Right. 5. What does the P in Peel stand for? Pause. Point. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in a great position. Summary and sign off. 1 minute. Host. So, that's a wrap on life chances. We've learned that your opportunities in life are shaped by the complex interplay of class, gender, ethnicity, and age. We've contrasted structural explanations like Marxism with cultural ones like the New Right. And we've covered key exam techniques to help you secure every possible mark. Remember to use sociological concepts, specific evidence, and a balanced argument. This topic is central to understanding society, and if you master it, you're well on your way to GCSE success.
Ultra music. Asteriki.
Host, thanks for listening to Sociology Study Sessions. Check out our other episodes and resources to keep your revision on track. Until next time, keep questioning, keep learning.